Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. GSPS seeking info, video surveillance in fatal fire investigation. Greater Sudbury Police said it is still in the process of notifying next of kin before the service will release any more information about the person who died in a house fire on Buchanan Street this morning. At 9:35 a.m. this morning, police were called to assist with traffic control in the area of Buchanan Street as firefighters responded to a residential fire. Upon extinguishing the fire and clearing the building, firefighters located an unconscious woman, confirmed by fire services, inside one of the residential units. The woman was taken to hospital by City of Greater Sudbury Paramedic Services, but was pronounced dead in the hospital by medical professionals. At this time, police are attempting to locate the next of kin, so no further information related to the person's identity will be provided and the cause of death is unknown at this time, said GSPS in a news release. Detectives from the Major Crime Section of the Criminal Investigation Division are working in collaboration with the Ontario Fire Marshal's Office, in order to determine the cause of the fire, and the Coroner's Office, in order to determine the cause of death. A post-mortem will be conducted through the coroner's office in order to assist in determining a cause of death. GSPS officers will remain on scene and will be canvassing the area for information and video surveillance footage. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to contact our Criminal Investigation Division at 705-675-9171 or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-8477. Read the full story here. Police looking to ID woman accused of robbing Douglas Street convenience store twice. Greater Sudbury Police is requesting the public's assistance to identify a woman responsible for two robberies at a convenience store on Douglas Street in Greater Sudbury. Around 10:35 p.m. on January 20, the woman entered the store, approached the counter and demanded money and cigarettes. The woman fled the store on foot with an undetermined amount of cash and cartons of cigarettes. Then, on January 26 at approximately 5:45 p.m., the same woman entered the same convenience store on Douglas Street, approached the counter, displayed a baton and demanded cash. She once again fled on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. The woman is described as light-skinned, between 20 to 35 years old, and standing between 5'2 and 5'6 with a thin build. At the time of both incidents she was wearing black clothing, a hat and a mask covering her face. In a release, GSPS stated detectives have exhausted all avenues in attempts to identify the woman, and so are requesting the public's assistance. Anyone who may have information related to the identity of the woman is asked to call police at 705-675-9171 or Crime Stoppers at 705-222-8477. GSPS brush up on skills in emergency scenario. Greater Sudbury Police Services search and rescue team members were busy refreshing their skills Thursday morning in a practice scenario behind Hanmer. Const. Kevin Tremblay, GSPS, search manager, said this year's scenario was based on real-life events. A father abducted his 7-month-old child. This particular scenario does not have a happy ending, as searchers find the child's body, and continue their search for the father. The search and rescue team needs to be prepared for the worst, he said. The search began around 7 a.m. and was wrapping up around noon. It's important to conduct missions like this every year, because we have 26 members on our team, and we all don't work together. It's important to get together and practice these skills. These are perishable skills, and if we don't want to be lagging behind when we do have to respond to an emergency, we need to make sure we're ready to go when those skills are required. North Shore Search and Rescue also participated in Thursday's scenario. Watch the video here. As EV market grows, mining exec says he wants keep Northern Ontario control over lithium project. A Sudbury mining executive told the Greater Sudbury Chamber of Commerce Wednesday that he is working hard to keep managerial control of his company and its assets in Northern Ontario. Trevor Walker, president and CEO of Frontier Lithium, was speaking at the Chamber's President's Series luncheon held in Copper Cliff. Walker said Frontier has spent more than 10 years developing an incredibly rich and significantly large lithium mineral deposit in northwestern Ontario. Lithium is one of the key minerals used in the manufacture of batteries for electric vehicles, EVs. The company is still in the development phase with plans to create two mining operations and a concentrator in the area of the deposits, located about 190 kilometers north of Red Lake near the First Nation communities of Sandy Lake, Deer Lake and North Spirit Lake. The company's website said the plan is for Frontier to become a strategic domestic supplier and to produce battery-grade lithium hydroxide and lithium salts to the growing electric vehicle markets in North America, as well as being a supplier for high-quality glass manufacturers. Walker told the audience that Frontier, which has its head office in Sudbury, wants to keep the firm Canadian and to manage the company and the mineral assets with the best interests of the North in mind. We're working on a project in the North. So we're really conscious about, you know, the construct, the control, maintaining northern control. Our own decision-making, Walker said. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. George Cucci, named as first Indigenous member of GSPS spiritual team amongst the sense of sacred medicines, smudging and cleansing the circle that formed the welcoming ceremony at Skagamik Kwe Health Center, a strong heart, was added to the Greater Sudbury Police spiritual team. A proud member of Nipissing First Nation, George Cucci, whose Ojibwe name is Zungide, Strong Heart, will be adding his spiritual wisdom and cultural understanding to the GSPS spiritual team, a team of spiritual advisors in place to assist officers in processing on the job stress, as well as supporting officers on difficult assignments. Other members of the team include Father Ron Perron, Pastor David Spencer and Chaplain Sheila McKillop. Cucci's position on the spiritual team marks the first time an Indigenous person has been included. Traditionally, members of the spiritual team have used the title chaplain, said Peterson. As George is a proud member of Nipissing First Nation, and utilizes cultural and traditional teaching in delivering his training program, he will be using the title Shkabewis. The traditional meaning for this is, helper. Read the full story here. Cubs prepare for playoffs as they face off against Eagles in Round 1. The Greater Sudbury Cubs determined their own fate by winning in Sioux, Michigan last Friday night by a score of 2-0. Joel Rainville was outstanding for the Cubs in recording his league-best sixth shutout of the season. First-year Cubs forward Ben Harris scored his seventh goal of the season and it proved to be the game-winner in the first period. Harris, 17, continues to show improvement with additional ice time that he has earned, said the team in a news release. Veteran Cubs forward Josh Boucher scored the insurance goal into the empty net to seal a third-place finish in the NOJHL West Division final standings. The victory means the same two teams will meet in the NOJHL West Division quarterfinal series, beginning with games number 1 and number 2 in the series being held this week in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. The Cubs' first two home playoff games will be held on Monday, April 11 and Tuesday, April 12 at the Jerry McCrory Countryside Arena. Game time for both games will be 7 p.m. The Royal Bank of Canada will sponsor the Cubs' first home game on Monday night by distributing free growl towels to the first 250 fans attending Monday's home game. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Flurries today, sun tomorrow. In the weekend forecast, the daytime high will stay above zero this weekend, but don't be surprised if today's cloudy skies drop a few flakes. There's a 40% chance of flurries today. The high is 4 degrees. The wind will be at 15 kilometers per hour, bringing a minus 5 wind chill this morning. Tonight, the skies will clear and the temperature will drop to minus 6. For Sunday, expect clear skies and sun, with a high of 7 degrees. There will be increasing cloudiness for Sunday night with a low of minus 3.